The death of Imam Reza's father. Harun al-Rashid summoned Imam Qasim, peace be upon him, to travel to Baghdad from Medina so that he could keep an eye on him quite closely and eventually rid himself of Imam.
When Imam was about to leave, he turned to his son Imam Reza, peace be upon him, and said, "O my son Ali, Harun has forced me to travel to Baghdad. In my absence, I want you to sleep behind the main door of this house until the day you receive the news of my death."
Imam Qasim, peace be upon him, went to Baghdad, and his son slept behind the main door of the house each night, just as his father told him. One night, the bond servant made his bed, but the Imam did not show up. It was late of night, and the bond servant, who had waited for the Imam for long, thought, "Oh my God, what could have happened to the Imam? For 4 years, he has always come home in the evening and slept here in the porch behind the door. But tonight..." The households were all worried about him, but anyway, he did not show up until the next morning. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, finally came back home in the morning and went straightly to the lady of the house, Umm Ahmad, and told her, My father trusted something with you. Bring it to me, please. The moment Umm Ahmad heard this, she suddenly burst into tears and wept hard.
"My God, the companion of the poor and the needy and the defendant of the rights of the oppressed has passed away."
Imam Reza, peace be upon him, then addressed her, Oh, Umm Ahmad, do not weep and wail. We shall keep it a secret until the ruler of Medina receives the news." Umm Ahmad gave to Imam Reza what her husband had trusted with her and said,
"When my lord was leaving us to go on this trip, he trusted this with me and asked me not to say anything about it to anyone. He then added, any of my sons may come and ask for it after my death. So give it to him and do know that I have passed away."
Imam Reza never slept in the porch behind the main door of the house anymore. Some days later, the news of Imam Qasim's death reached Medina, and his household understood that the Imam had died the same night that Imam Reza did not come home. God willingly, Imam's son had traveled to Baghdad to prepare everything for his dear father's funeral.
The Funeral of the Believer. The caravan of Imam Reza, peace be upon him, approached the city of Sousse. The weeping and wailing of a number of people who were gathering round the dead body of a man attracted the attention of travelers in the caravan. Musa, the son of Sayyar, one of the companions of Imam Reza, who was accompanying Imam in that trip, suddenly noticed that Imam got off the horse and started walking towards the crowd of people gathering round that dead man. So Musa thought,
"Why did Imam bother to get off his horse and go to this crowd of people, none of whom he knew at all?"
Imam Reza, peace be upon him, attended the funeral and even helped the crowd of mourners to lift the dead body of that man. He then walked along with the mourning crowd for a short while and then returned to join the caravan again.
When the Imam saw Musa, who was quite confused and startled at what the Imam had done, he addressed him, "God will forgive the sins of those who attend the funeral of one of our followers and he shall be as innocent as a newly born child.
When the crowd of mourners put the dead body of the man beside the grave, Imam again went ahead, found his way out through the crowd, and reached above the corpse.
He then bent over and put his hand on the chest of the corpse and said, I promise you the paradise, so fear no more from now on.
They then put the corpse in the grave, and Imam came back to the caravan. Musa, who's still wondering and thinking about Imam's reaction, asked him,
O son of the Holy Prophet, did you know the dead man? I'm quite sure you have never been to the city of Tus before. So how come...
The Imam interrupted him and said, O Musa, the son of Sayyar, do you not know that the deeds of all the Shi'i people are presented and reported to us day and night? If they have committed good deeds, we ask God to reward the doers, and if they have committed sins or crimes, then we ask great God to overlook and forgive their sins and salvate them.
Respecting human beings. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, always treated his companions and subordinates quite tenderly and with kindness. He always respected them all.
Once he told one of his servants, If I ever happen to come to you while you are busy eating, never rise until you have finished with your meal.
In one of his trips to Khorasan, Imam once asked the servant to set the table and prepare the food. All the servants immediately got to work to set the table, and in a few minutes everything was ready.
Imam then sat down, but before starting to eat, he said, Tell everyone to come here. Wherever they are and whatever they are doing, tell them to come to me right away. Ask the bond servants and bond maids too. I want them all eating with me here.
A man from Balkh, who was sitting close to Imam by the tablecloth and who was quite surprised and offended to see Imam asking for all the bond servants and bond maids to eat with them at the same table, crossed his expressions and began to grumble in low voice, saying,
What is he doing? The bond servants and bond maids are at the same table with their master. No, I can't stand it. I can never eat with them at the same table.
So he rose, went to Imam, bent over and whispered in the ear of Imam,
You, who are the greatest and noblest subject of God, was it not more appropriate to set a separate table for the bondmaids and bondservants? Do you know?
Imam quite angrily replied, Keep silent, man. Keep silent. We have the same God, the same Father, and the same Mother. So the only thing that differentiates us from one another is our deeds, and even for them, we shall equally be rewarded properly and justly by God, whether good or bad.
The man whose suggestion got nowhere, who was responded quite rigidly by Imam, had no other way but to return back to his place and dine with everybody else there.
Thinking just about God in prayers. There is a land called Far, on the way from Mecca to Medina. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, once when he was on a trip together with a number of his companions, arrived there at noon, and it was time for them to say their noon prayers. The Imam got off the horse and walked toward the big tree-like bush there to say his prayers in its shade. The Imam was still saying the first unit, rak'at, of the noon prayers, that a big snake appeared before him. The Imam suddenly noticed the cobra, but he paid no attention to it and went on with his prayer. His face looked as calm as ever, and no change appeared in his face or manner of worshipping. The cobra paused there for a second and then quietly crawled under the bush.
When the Imam finished his prayers, he addressed his companions. Come to me, I have a word with you. When they all gathered around Imam, his lordship pointed towards the bottom of the bush and stated, there is a cobra lurking under this bush.
A cobra?
Imam, peace be upon him, replied. Oh yes, a cobra, while I was saying my prayers. It came out and approached me and then crawled under this bush.
One of Imam's companions bent over, picked up a rock and went toward the bush. A few minutes later, he came out with a dead snake in hand, whose head was terribly crushed. Someone among the companions of Imam came forth and asked,
O son of the Holy Prophet, that cobra could have bitten you. Were you not afraid of it?
Imam replied, Never. Do you know that those who are afraid of nothing and no one but God will be granted the advantage to come across anything scary all through their lives, for their fear of God will justify them.
The pain is the remedy. Muhammad, the son of Fazail, was traveling to Medina to visit his lordship Imam Reza, peace be upon him. On the way, he suddenly noticed a pustule in his foot. He got very upset that he had to visit Imam that way with a pustule in his foot. So he said to himself,
Oh, great God, I'm traveling to Medina to visit your appointed Imam, but I am ashamed to appear before him with this ugly pustule in my foot.
Muhammad went on walking again and was all the while thinking to find a way. Suddenly, a good thought hit his mind, and so he said to himself,
I should go to the Imam and appear before him just as I am and with my real condition. This way, he may notice my problem and find a way to somehow relieve my increasing pain. Yes, this would be the best thing for me to do.
He finally arrived in Medina and immediately looked for the house of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. After a short while, he found the house he was looking for and entered it. Upon meeting Imam, he greeted him and sat before him.
Imam gradually understood that he did not feel well and noticed his bad condition. So, quite worried, he asked, O Muhammad, son of Fazail, what is wrong with you? You do not seem to be well at all. It is as if you are suffering from a great pain. Is it not so?
Muhammad rolled up the leg of his trousers and showed Imam the terrible pustule in his leg. Then he said,
O son of the Holy Prophet, on the way to Medina, I felt a great pain in my leg. When I rolled up my trousers, I found this terrible pustule there in my leg.
Imam pointed to his pustule with his forefinger and his lips began to move as if he was quietly whispering something.
Then he addressed Muhammad and said, Do not worry at all, for your pustule will soon be healed, but do know that thoughtful Shiites who are affected by a disease or suffering from any pain should be quite patient, for God shall give them a reward to you for 1,000 martyrs.
When the meeting ended and Muhammad left Imam's house, he was no more worried, and there was no sign of the pustule in his leg, and no sign of that great pain.